Laser will be among the world's most powerful. Construction has begun on a laser that will be 100 times brighter than its predecessor and several billion times brighter than the Sahara Desert sunlight. The Vulcan 2020 is being built at the Central Laser Facility, part of the Science and Technology at Rutherford Appleton Laboratory. It will become one of the world's most powerful lasers once operational, with an energy output of 20 petawatts. Professor John Collier, director of the facility, said Vulcan has been the flagship laser at CLF for many years and widely recognised internationally as a pioneering research facility. This major upgrade of Vulcan will help secure UK leadership in high energy density science, as well as offering UK industry and researchers access to advanced technology development to aid UK growth. The Central Laser Facility uses high-powered lasers to study plasma, the fourth state of matter. Their research spans physics, chemistry and biology. The Vulcan 2020 will be a 20-fold upgrade of the previous laser and will feature 8 high-density beams with an output of up to 20 kilojoules. This will make it not only the brightest laser ever built at CLF, but one of the most powerful anywhere on the planet. The facility has received £85 million from UK Research and Innovation for the upgrade programme. Construction is now underway on the substructure of the new building. The laser will support research into laser-driven fusion for clean energy and will be used by a new generation of scientists in cutting-edge experiments. Planned experiments include creating matter-antimatter pairs using strong electromagnetic fields, usually only found in space, and studying a new particle accelerator method for potential ion radiotherapy treatments for cancer. Professor Collier said the Vulcan 2020 will keep the UK at the forefront of laser research and high energy density science. The facility's broader mission includes collaboration with academic and industrial partners to advance science and technology for the benefit of society. And the article is accompanied by a group of 4, presumably directors, of the facility in their yellow vests, 2 of whom are wielding brand spanking new shovels to shovel rock out of a box.